Welcome to the Sowing Hope Podcast. This is a show all about implanting hope in our hearts. I'm Bill Snyder, joined by my friend Ann DeSantis. We're glad you're here for our uplifting conversation about faith and how it sustains our hearts through all the seasons of life. Thanks for walking with us. And hello and welcome to this episode of Sowing Hope, everybody. I am joined by my friend once again, Ann DeSantis, as the intro says each and every episode. Welcome, Ann, and thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Sowing Hope.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be here. Me and my cup of coffee and my two cats here.
I'm sure my cat will walk in at some point as well. I guess we're cat people, but I'm excited for today because today's topic is something that really hits home, I think, with a lot of people overall in today's culture. But not only that, I think that it's a good topic for us during Lent to discuss as well. We've got a great topic for you today, which is judging others. And just want to remind you that we are live on Facebook for the first time, and then also on Podbean. So if you're listening to us on either of those platforms, we encourage you to connect with us by just sending us a message. There's chat windows and all of those things on both of the platforms. So as you tune in and listen to us today, just know that we can interact with you on both of those platforms, both YouTube and on the Podbean app. So thanks so much for joining us. Let's just jump right into judging others.
Yeah, let's jump right in. Like you said, I mean, it's Lent. You and I both celebrate the Catholic faith and are very grateful for our faith. But this is a topic that hits all of us, no matter what faith background you have. So we want to open it up to anybody who's listening, whether you're a person of faith or whether you're someone who isn't celebrating. But we can talk about that because it's something that affects our daily lives, judging others. And I just pulled up a few things on Google, meditate a little bit on ways that, you know, that we can judge others and how others can also judge us. One that pulled up was the happiest people I know are evaluating and improving themselves. The unhappy people are usually evaluating and judging others. I don't know what you think about that, Bill.
You know, that's a really good quote. Again, it's relevant for our season of our liturgical season too, because, you know, focusing on ourselves, you know, is something where I think when we focus in on ourselves, we are able to, focus on our weaknesses, not other people's weaknesses. And, you know, Jesus says that, you know, in the gospel too, he talks about taking the plank out of our own eye first before we take the speck out of another person's eye. So, you know, I think when we go and do that, and we focus in on ourselves, we end up becoming better people. And then we become less judgmental of others too, just because we see our own weaknesses and how great they are. And then they must be struggling too on the other end, right? They must be going through their own thing. I was looking on Facebook this morning as well. And I saw, you know, I think it's from Plato. Everybody is fighting a hard battle. So be kind. You know, be kind because everybody is fighting a hard battle. We're all out there fighting a difficult battle. And so being kind and focusing inward on ourselves, I think, really does help with the judgment of other people too.
I agree with you. And I think, like you mentioned at the beginning, this season of Lent is the perfect time. I don't know about anybody listening, but for me, when I wake up in the morning, you know, it's a fight, like you said, it's a fight for all of us to stay positive. It's a fight for all of us to stay close to God and not be judgmental, like, you know, with anybody. And you know what? It comes back to us, too. I think when we start to be less judgmental, we'll start to find that the world becomes a little bit kinder, right? But offering a prayer in the morning, I think that really helps upon waking. Right now, when we're taping this show, it is morning. I think it's the perfect time to just invite God right? Invite the Lord to come in and be with you throughout the day. And I think when we do that, Bill, I think that it's easier. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's easier not to be pointing fingers and judging other people for whatever reason, whatever that reason may be. I don't know about you, Bill, but I think one way that I've seen that there's judgment of others is in group settings and gossip. And I know that's going to be a topic for another day for us on this show. It's an awful thing. It's just an awful thing that happens everywhere. It happens in neighborhoods and families and churches and religious institutions. So, you know, this is a perfect time right now to turn to God and ask God for his help not to do that. It is a sin for all of us. It is a sin. So.
Yeah, you know, yeah, absolutely. You know, when you talk about the judging of other people, and it is sinful. And you know, it's one of the things I think we really struggle with in today's culture, because of the social media. You know, we're broadcasting live on Facebook and live on Twitter. And all these different platforms, right? We've shared the YouTube link out there with everybody. And the crazy thing is this, that the exact same medium that we're using to promote our show, we can easily turn the and use it to hurt other people by judging them or shaming them by using social media as a weapon. You know, I think Pope Francis actually came out. I think it was Ash Wednesday during his homily. I believe he actually said that he did not want anybody this Lent to hurt each other on social media. And he, you know, he made that statement. You know, how powerful is that when you talk about, you know, using negativity or really bashing other people on social media? Give that up for Lent is what I think he said. Give that up for Lent. And it's such a important thing to take note of, because our Holy Father recognizes just how pervasive, you know, this social media has become in our world. And it's so easy to sit behind a TV screen. I mean, even now we sit behind our own computer screens and we you know, can easily make a judgment about somebody. We can easily say, oh, that person's horrible. I'm going to say somebody, you know, this is horrible about this person, you know? And it's so easy to do it. It's absolutely so easy to do it because I'm not connected to you. You know, I don't see you, you know, face to face. So yeah, it's a lot easier to judge somebody when you're disconnected from them. Don't you think so? You know, if I don't see.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and I'm glad you brought up Pope Francis. I think he has given so many great inspirations for the world on that topic. I think every pope has sort of a platform, and they cover all of the platforms of the church. But I mean, he really takes that under his wing, the way that we interact with human beings on a daily basis. Yesterday's gospel, I thought, was perfect. You know, Matthew 25, where it says, you know, when did I see you in need? And, you know, it's when the person comes to us needing food or water or, you know, or just someone to listen to. And how do we react to that person who comes to us? Do we judge them and say, you know, I don't have time for you? If you're at church and someone walks in and you're with your group of friends laughing or joking in the back of the church and someone new walks in, do you turn around and say hello or do you just keep talking to your friends? I mean, that's just an example, but I mean, I think that's something we all need to think about is being those warm and welcoming people. The word Catholic, you know what it means, is universal. And we need to universally open our doors and our hearts to not just people who are like us, but people who are not like us, opening our hearts and welcoming them into our faith as they are, because we're all sinful human beings. Every one of us. And we need God. We need Christ in our lives to make right decisions and, you know, be the people that God has called us to be. So that's my thought on that.
Yeah. I totally agree with you too about that, because when you only surround yourself with like-minded people, when you only surround yourself with like-minded people, you do not grow spiritually at all. You know, and it's so easy because we have a certain group of people we like to hang out with. We have our own tendencies. You know, I mean, I'm a computer geek. I like to hang out with other geeks. I like to be able to, you know, interact with people who are like-minded in my faith. But you have to be able to stretch out of your comfort zone at some point as well as a human being and say, you know what, I need to interact with all different types of people. I want to be able to interact with all different you know, walks of life, because guess what? People are going to cross your path. People are going to cross your path in life that are different races, different, you know, all different types of barriers or whatever that you have your own perception of. And if you don't, you know how to at least expand your horizon enough to engage and be polite and kind and understand their perspective, if you don't at least go in and understand their perspective of life, then you don't even grow as a human being. You know, and that means to like shoulder up to the person. It means to shoulder up to the person. It means to walk with that person in faith and hope in life. You know, show them that you can be kind even if you disagree with them on certain topics. That you can be loving even if you don't, you know, agree on everything. You know, I mean, heck, my favorite color might be purple and yours might be blue, but I'm pretty sure that we can get along, you know. I'm pretty sure that can happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love it. And it's really what life is about. And my message to anybody listening out there is, you know, guess what? I mean, God didn't just make people that are just like us or even in our own religion. God made everyone. So guess what? Our job from Christ, from God, is to be good to everyone. Everyone. So keep it in mind. You know, I think on that topic of judging, I have a couple other little meditations I found. Some of them are somewhat religious and some are just regular, but they're all having to do with judging. Another one says, don't judge someone just because they sin differently than you do. I think that's a good one.
That's a great one. You know, we all struggle with sin too. And, you know, my sins might not be yours and yours might not be mine, but we're not here to judge you. The only place you get judged on this earth, you know, at least according to our faith, you know, the Catholic tradition, is inside the place where we also receive mercy, the confessional. That's the only place that we are to be judged. I think it speaks volumes that our God, who is the judge inside the confessional through the priest, also is the one that dispenses mercy immediately to us, right? He, at the moment we are judged for our sins, he also says, you're forgiven of them. So, you know, what does that talk about us, you know, as human beings? You're exactly right. We shouldn't be judging others just because they sin differently than us. I sin differently than you and you sin differently than me, but we shouldn't be judging one another over our sins. The only person that gets to judge is God. And what does God do when he hears our sins? He goes, you're forgiven.
Love it. Love it. I mean, being that we're both Catholic, I mean, I think the sacraments of the church are really the greatest gift that the church and that Jesus has instituted to us. Confession is wonderful. So I thank you for bringing that up because, like you said, the mercy is given back, and that's how we begin to become, better people, is when we own up to our own sins. And part of that sin, like we were talking about at the beginning, is judging others. Another one I found on Google, there's a picture of the skeleton and I thought this was funny. It says, while you were busy judging others, you left the closet open and your skeletons fell out. I mean, how many times in the church have we seen that, right?
Oh, yeah. That's,
and everywhere, right?
Yeah, everywhere. Absolutely. Absolutely. What I want to do real quick is just take a break here, and we're just going to take that quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking because I think it's a great topic. Again, we're talking about judging others. It's a fascinating topic. We are live on Podbean and also on YouTube today for the first time. So if you're listening on those platforms, welcome. And thank you for tuning in. We're going to just take a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue our topic and discussion on judging others. I'm Bill Snyder with Ann DeSantis.
Please join Arise Milwaukee for special prayer and worship events on Friday, March 13th and Saturday, March 14th at Carroll University in Waukesha. All ages are welcome at the Arise Milwaukee Worship Night on Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Join us for adoration, prayer, encouraging messages, and worship. Free childcare will be offered and no registration is required. On Saturday, middle and high school students gather for the 15th annual Wisconsin Catholic Youth Rally. Together in fellowship, they'll hear relevant and encouraging talks, be led in prayerful worship, and have the opportunities to receive the sacrament of reconciliation and attend Mass. Please join us for these special Arise Milwaukee events featuring conference speakers Nick Frank and Lauren Wright and worship led by the Josh Blakesley Band. You'll hear who Jesus is, be invited to consider your need for him, and encounter him in the Blessed Sacrament. We look forward to praying with you at Carroll University on March 13th and 14th. To learn more and to register for the Saturday youth event, please visit arisemke.org.
Join Patchwork Heart Ministry founder Bill Snyder for Running to the Heart of the Father, a three-night parish mission at St. Bridget's Catholic Church in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, from March 18th to March 20th. Bill will use stories, personal witness, and prayer experiences to inspire and challenge all to lay their weaknesses and insecurities at the foot of the cross and run to the heart of the Father. Worship music will be led by Penny Warner, and the mission begins with fellowship each night at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit patchworkheart.org. At times, it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and his message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE.
The St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for Freedom, Family, and Faith offers prayerful accompaniment for those who are affected by divorce and separation. We offer free online support meetings for those affected by divorce and for adult children of divorce. You can learn more about us at nonatus.org. That's nonatus.org. Text or call 215-870-9913.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147, or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Now, folks, we're live back here on YouTube and Podbean for today's episode of Sowing Hope, and it's a absolute pleasure to have you joining us, no matter where you're listening or on what platform you're listening on. Thank you so much for being with us today. We're talking about the very interesting topic, by the way, of judging others. And it's one of those perfect topics for Lent because, you know, judging others is one of those things that I think we do so easily in today's culture when we are, you know, it's so easy on social media. You're listening right now on through social media platforms. And, you know, we can use the exact same tool to curse or to bless others around you. You know, the tool is not inherently evil, folks, but oftentimes it is a way that we use to tear down others instead of build up. So, you know, I know you have some great quotes to kind of bounce off of as well. So why don't you toss another one our way and we'll continue our discussion here.
Thank you. Thank you. I would say I was just kind of praying and thinking during the break a little bit. And I do want to give you another one of those meditations, but I don't want to forget this one thought, Bill, is I think one way that we can combat judging, and whether it's social media, whether it's in your family, whether it's at church, whether it's in your neighborhood, people are afraid to talk to someone. People are afraid to go right to the person and talk about whatever it is that they're thinking. They'd rather judge somebody and say, I think she thinks this, or why is she doing that, or why is he saying this? Go to the person. That's my thought. That's one way that we can fight that is, Don't go around them, go to them. And I know that's hard to do for some people because it's easier to talk to your other relative about somebody than it is to go directly to that relative and say, what's the problem? You know what I'm saying, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that can be a way that we stop judging people is that, you know what, get rid of all this extra stuff that you don't need. All these voices and opinions, go to the person and talk to them one-to-one in a kind, open manner. If it can be done, you need God to do that. You can't do that on your own.
No,
we need God. We need the Lord to help us and guide us. But you know, that's where the devil comes in, I think, is when you have all these other people that are throwing in the comments and, you know, judging and why are you doing this or why did she say that? That really, I think, begins that whole process. And you were asking for a quote, and I found one from Pope Francis. It's very short. It just says, look in the mirror before judging others.
You know,
right? Yeah, in the mirror.
Yeah. And, you know, it fits right in, too, because, you know, I think in what you're talking about, it's so easy to get sucked into a vortex of judgment. It really is, you know, when we, you know, enter into a situation, I'll just give you, this quick example from my life. My wife and I rode to, Philadelphia for Thanksgiving. My extended family is in Philadelphia. And so, you know, it's a 12-hour drive from where I am back to my original home. And so we're riding in the car and a lot of family members call, right? A lot of family members call me, you know, make sure we're doing okay. And we just have long extended conversations. And, you know, there was this, conversation that I had with my brother and, you know, some of it can be, entertainment and funny, you know, but a lot of times it's disparaging other people. Now this was my wife and I's first, Thanksgiving trip together, to Philadelphia, and you know, she's coming from the outside, right? And even from the outside, just into my family, right? So my brother and I are having this conversation that is kind of disparaging some of my family members, and I hang up the phone, and she goes, you know, you really shouldn't do that. You know, you really shouldn't do that. You know, I have no perception of these people. I don't, you know, I've never really met these people for an extended period of time. And what you're doing by judging these people, you know, with your brother and talking with them is you're giving me now a preconceived notion about how to act in front of these people, how to be in front. I don't get to make my own, evaluation of these people fairly now. And that was a really good point. You know, one that I took to heart too. I mean, do I still fall into that? Absolutely, I do. I'm not a perfect person. But it was a good wake up call for me, just on the spirituality end of things. Like, you know, this conversation can be, you know, what you think might be funny, what you might think be, you know, defending your, you know, your mom or your dad or whatever. But this is not, you know, as an outsider, it just doesn't seem the right thing to do. And so, yeah, you know, I took that to heart again. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Do it. But it's striving, you know, especially I think you bring up that point about, you know, with your families, go directly to the person and just say, hey, what is going on? You know, what is going on between us? And how can we work this out? You know, how can we work this problem out, versus having some other, disagreement or blowing it up to the point where other people get involved. I totally think that, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And so look in the mirror, as you said with Pope Francis, look in the mirror before, you know, you judge others too. I mean, what a beautiful quote from him. That's a gorgeous quote.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with you. I like a lot of what he says in his homilies, and I appreciate that you brought up that issue with your family. I think all of us on a day-to-day basis, the closest people we have in our lives are the people that we live with and their families, right? Or your extended family and people that you work with, people at church. I mean, they're the people that are around us the most. Now I just want to backtrack a little bit because you can't always go to someone though that you may have sort of an unhealthy relationship with. So sometimes it is a little hard to go to someone that, you know, going to a one-to-one conversation with this person who might have their own tendencies to not respect you. You know, so it's a balance. It really is a balance. I mean, I do believe that you should go to a person directly and confront. But if the person is not psychologically stable, and even if you're not psychologically stable, right? I mean, you go into a person that maybe they're, I don't like to label anybody as evil, but they have evil tendencies. And if you go to someone and say, why did you say this, do that, or whatever, you know, sometimes you just don't know what direction that conversation can go in. So the best thing for something like that might be to pray and let it, and give some, and also to give it some space. Does that make sense? Like, I think for the most part, going to somebody directly and having an open, honest conversation with God invited there, yes, that's great. But if you're dealing with somebody who is selfish, narcissistic, has absolutely not a thread of faith in their life, you know, I mean,
yeah.
Then yeah, you have to rethink, you know, do I go to this person or do I wait and pray on it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think prudence is always a good virtue to have in those situations. And too, I really think that's always a good, situation to bring in and think about when you have a difficult person in your life that you might not get along with, or that this person doesn't have, faith or the same worldview as you. What you need to do is let the emotions settle. I think a lot of times when somebody hurts you or judges you, emotions can run high, right? I mean, emotions, we can get emotional. And as you said, you or the other person might not always be in the state of mind to be able to have a rational and conversation with God invited there. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, we can enter a situation and make it worse. And so, yes, by not always talking about things and letting a little bit of space enter in is also important. It's also important to allow that to happen. One that I think is great advice, and you know, something that I certainly learned early on in my life was not always the best approach to take too, right? I mean, when we take that approach of immediately confronting somebody and not thinking about it, not examining ourselves, not seeing, you know, because sometimes there's two things going on. Number one, it allows emotions to cool. Number two, it allows to see, where am I wrong? Where am I wrong in this situation? Self-examination and understanding where I am wrong is very important. Because sometimes both parties can be in the wrong, right? Sometimes both parties can be in the wrong. And to be able to say, I need to seek your forgiveness and you need to seek mine for these things is what is going to strengthen your relationship. And time allows that to pass. To allow those things to pass is very, very important.
Absolutely. And I think on this topic of judging, it also helps our minds to kind of slow down and invite God into the conversation. I mean, I said it on one of our other podcasts. I mean, and some of our viewers know this and our listeners, that life is brief. I mean, we're here for a given amount of time to live the best life that we can live. Not judging people and living the life that God has put in front of us is what he wants. I mean, he wants us to live lives of virtue, and remembering to give people the benefit of the doubt, just because, you know, we want that from others, don't we? Right? I think anybody listening knows that we don't want anybody, we want people to understand us. You know, one thing I've learned, I mean, another thing that I do in addition to this, I'm a director for a foundation, just to make a shout out for anybody listening. It's called the St. Raymond Onatus Foundation, and we help families in crisis, especially those who are affected by divorce and separation. And I've had a lot of conversations with people that are affected by divorce, and judgment is something that they do experience, whether they're an adult child of divorce or whoever, you know?
Yeah.
So one thing I've learned is that being a good listener goes a long way. And that's what we're about. I mean, with the foundation I represent is accompaniment. So if anybody's listening and you want to learn more, just go to nonatus.org, like our commercial says. Put a little plug in there. But And also being the host of The Positive Side on RVN TV, which is another thing that I do, interviewing people, doing good things, learning that, you know what, listening to what people have to offer. Because it's never only about ourselves, right, Bill? It's about what other people are doing and how God is using all of us to be a member of this worldwide community, right? And the gifts and talents that we all have. So I think that when we realize that we're part of, I don't want to say we're part of a puzzle, but I mean, in some ways, maybe that's true. You know, we're part of a much larger world community than we can imagine. And we all make a difference for everybody else, everybody.
Yes. You know, I think that's definitely, you know, being in media, I think I've always had the gift of listening, because which is truly a spiritual, it really is a spiritual fruit, that grows from you, the gift of listening, right? When you are able to listen to somebody, you gain their perspective. And you know, I think when I do my, you know, the other radio show on our network, Young Catholics Respond, I am always impressed with the perspective of other people. And I think one of the biggest things is that I always, when I interview somebody now, I've learned to just take notes. And write down phrases and things. I'm constantly writing down stuff as I'm interviewing somebody, and I am learning from them and learning their perspective. And it makes it a whole heck of a lot easier for me not to judge them when I'm learning somebody else's worldview and perspective and growing as a human being. And then I get to enter into that conversation. I am blessed to be able to enter into that conversation with, I mean, people like yourself, but not only people like yourself. I mean, just it's a wide gamut of people. People who've converted from Islam and people, I mean, like it's crazy. There was one guy that I interviewed that happened to be the Minister for Peace and Justice to the United Nations, Father Michael Deeb. And here I am, you know, his worldview and his perspective is unbelievably different than mine. I mean, he's working at the United Nations as a Minister for Peace and Justice globally as part of the Dominican Order. And as you sit there and listen to these people, I mean, and you enter into their conversation with them, you know, as an active listener and paying attention to what they're saying, you grow. It's how can I judge somebody? How can I judge them? You know, yeah, they might have done a few things wrong in their life. I'll never forget getting a letter when I was in the Boy Scouts. I had to go and in order to get my Eagle Scout, I had to get so many letters of recommendation from different people. And I had to go and be interviewed by these people, and then they would write a letter of recommendation. And we didn't get to see the letters of recommendation until after we submitted them all into this, into the thing, and we're judged already. We got our Eagle Scout badge, and then we got to see all the letters that were written. And I'll never forget what my pastor wrote about me in this one letter. He listed all of my qualities, and at the very end of it, he said, "I'm sure that Bill has, you know, some character defects and flaws, but in listening to him and say, I don't see any of them."
Yeah. Wow. And, hey, that's a good thing to say about somebody.
No, it is, and you know, I mean, granted, your pastor has limited view of you, in most situations, right? I mean, you know, you're showing up at church, or you're, you know, doing whatever. But that's the way I feel when I interview somebody on the radio, like, or talk with somebody, and I enter into that. I don't necessarily see their character flaws. I'm interviewing them, you know, and seeing the best of somebody, right? I mean, when I talk to you, I'm seeing the best of what we have to offer, and I'm not worrying about their character flaws and their issues and their faults. That's just not something that I'm even worrying about right then. And so, you know, as he was able to recognize about me, he was just paying attention to all the positives. And I think that's another thing we can do, is pay attention to all the positives in somebody's life. And then when we look at all the positives, like, oh, well, why did I even bother, you know, thinking about that really dumb thing they did, you know, to me? Or, you know, yeah, it was serious. They hurt me a lot. But they, all these positives outweigh the negatives. And I want to be with that person because of the positives that they offer, not because of the negatives. And I think that that goes a long way into your point of listening to the person, hearing their perspective, seeing it and understanding it. Thing is, that stuck with me from my Eagle Scout thing, but what an absolute way to just look at somebody, see the positive, not the negative.
Thank you, Bill. And you know, I think in listening to you, first I want to say, I love how you communicated that about the compliment that you got and that he couldn't see any character flaws. I mean, isn't that really, honestly, that's probably one of the nicest things somebody can say about anybody, is that they were overlooking kind of any negatives just to see the positive in that person. And I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning of this show. I said, the happiest people I know are evaluating and improving themselves. The unhappy people are usually evaluating and judging others. You notice that when you have conversations with other people, you know, that sometimes, and it can be within your extended family or your, even at church, you know, sometimes people will complain about pastors or about people who they don't think are quite where they should be faith-wise, or not dressed properly for mass or whatever. I mean, I'm just bringing up different, you know, things that people can say about others. But at the end of the day, the best evangelization is for us to be kind, considerate, respectful to other people. And you know what? We everybody, you know, people who are trying to evangelize in the church, You know, they want to see a result. They want to see more people in the pews. They want to see, you know, more activity and people turning away from sin. Guess what? It starts with you. It starts with me. It doesn't start with me looking around at my church and figuring out what everybody's doing wrong at my church or wherever. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's start with ourselves. You know, after Mass, when you're with your group of friends or after church service, turn around and say hi to somebody new. You know, don't get so involved in your own little group that you want them to just hop over the fence and become just like you. It's just not going to happen that way. It's just not going to happen that way.
Yeah.
And that's my opinion. But we should pray, be good people. You know, it comes down to truth, beauty, and goodness. Some people see God in truth, and a lot of us do. Some people see him in beauty, and a lot of us see him in goodness. So it's just to keep that in mind.
Yeah, you know, those words, truth, beauty, and goodness, oftentimes it is about evangelization from those perspectives, right? And so when we're able to show somebody through goodness and beauty how God is and what God is all about, by showing them that he is good through our good character and trying to be good, and he is beautiful through the beauty that surrounds the world, you know, and pointing out the natural beauty of nature and everything, what ends up happening is we lead people into that last thing, which is the truth, right? We always use these first two things, beauty and goodness, to lead other people into the truth, and by highlighting that, we reveal more of the truth about who God is in that person's life. And what makes judging others such a difficult and horrible thing is it counteracts the truth, because it counteracts the beauty and the goodness. You know, like if we start judging other people, we start putting negativity and even, you know, sometimes even we start talking, you know, outright lies, and we talk trash about somebody, and we start doing character assassination and all of those other things that are negative. What ends up happening? It's crazy, but what ends up happening is they can believe that the world is no longer good, which is, you know, or that we're no longer good, and they don't see God in us anymore. You know, they don't see God shining through us anymore. And so, you know, I just think we as human beings have to really take to heart being conscious of how we treat other people and how we judge other people, because it leads them further away from the truth. It leads them further away from the truth when we make judgments about others. So I really like that. In fact, I'll give a quick shout out to him. Our old head of evangelization for our diocese always used to use those three things, truth, goodness, and beauty. And he talked about that and, you know, quite a bit. He talks about using beauty and goodness to draw people into the love of God and the truth of God.
You're right, Bill. I'm glad that you reflected on all of that, because it really makes me think, and I think maybe somebody listening maybe makes them think too, because we're in a blessed season right now of Lent, a special time that we can reflect on our relationship with God, right? I mean, because that's what it's all about. Another little reflection I found on Google, I'll admit it was on Google, counting other people's sins does not make you a saint. And I think that's a good one. I saw you laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so taking all these things into consideration, you know, at the end of the day, don't we all want to be happy? And I know another word for happy is blessed, sort of like the Beatitudes, right? In Holy Scripture, sometimes when we become a little more quiet, reflective, kind, loving, open-hearted, that's the way that we can find that happiness and that blessedness, is not judging other people. Because no matter where you were on the faith journey, if you were a type of person who was raised in a very devout home where you were taught properly and pretty much you were able to stay the course of your faith, and maybe in your head and in your heart, you think, you know what, I've done a pretty darn good job of following God and following Christ in my life. But your journey's not over. Your journey is not over, because even if you do everything correctly, charity is always something that we lack, I think. All of us can lack in charity. What is charity? That's just love, right? We all, and that is love. Love is our greatest mission. Every single one of us, God made all of us, and love is our greatest mission. Pope Francis said recently, I found this on social media, no matter how much time you spend fasting, no matter how much you sleep on a hard floor and eat ashes and sigh continually, if you do no good to others, you do nothing great.
So true. So true. You know, we were talking yesterday too, just to kind of, you know, bring that point in. We were talking yesterday, you know, about doing this, podcast, and I was, mentioning to you, a couple of things about, truth and about tolerance. You know, what happens if we get this question, or what happens if we get that? And, you know, the Catholic Answers family out, the Catholic Answers apostolate out in, you know, San Diego, California, who just probably are the foremost, collection of evangelists, apologists, in the Catholic faith. They always say, that one of their big taglines from a lot of their different evangelists, I believe it was, Dr. Peter Kreft who first said it, but, it's kind of become their mantra, is you can win an argument and lose a soul. And when you talk about winning an argument with somebody, you know, even winning an argument with yourself sometimes, right? I fast, I pray, I do all these things. Yeah, that's, you know, and you don't. So therefore, that makes me a better person than you. You know, that makes me a holier person than you. And we're going to argue about this little piece of church doctrine that we disagree about. I'm going to disagree with you on this. I don't like this. What ends up happening is you turn that person farther away from the truth, and they might be coming to you to ask a question. They may be coming to you to engage with you. They may be coming to you to grow in their faith. And by you judging them or by you arguing with them over something that is, you know, inconsequential, you've now lost them, you know, and they've turned further away and they're further behind in their faith than they are ahead in their faith. You know, we want to, like, it's almost like, but you know, Ash Wednesday, when we encounter Ash Wednesday, you know, and we walk up to receive our ashes, you know, turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel, right? Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. That's what we're called to help other people do and help ourselves do by turning away from our sins, of judging other people. What does it do? It draws us closer, to that other person, and allows us to enter into a deeper relationship with them, you know, deeper relationship with them, drawing them closer to the truth, drawing them closer to their faith, and the gospel. But we have to turn away from our sins and judging them and judging others. So, you know, it's a tough thing to do, isn't it?
It is a tough thing to do. And I appreciate that you reflected on that. I'm thinking and praying as you're speaking. And I know we're coming kind of closer to the end. I mean, I was thinking about this, Bill, and all of us are on a journey. We don't know when that journey will end, none of us. But I think when you reflect, when you attend a funeral for someone, and you are, whether it be a mass or a memorial service, whatever, all of us think about that person. And for the most part, I think we try to think about the good in that person's life and to pray for their soul and their family members and such. Think about it for yourself. So if somebody, if you're listening to this right now, think about, you know, your own legacy, because your legacy is not going to be, it, yes, it will be somewhat with people, but your legacy really is with eternity, and that's with God. And God wants to see you in communion with others. And when we judge other people, what it does is it breaks that communion. You have no control. I have no control over the faith of somebody that I'm trying to evangelize, because it's God's work, right? It's Amen. God's work. The best way that I can evangelize someone is to use my two ears and listen. Okay, if they decide on their own that they want to do what I do, which is become a Catholic and really follow that faith, great. Okay, but it's not my place to force them along in that, whatever it is, whatever you're trying to evangelize. It's got to be God. You're following the path that God has laid, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I absolutely. Amen. You know, I want to, you know, as you mentioned, we're kind of wrapping up, you know, the episode, and it's always amazing how fast an hour flies by. I mean, you know, we said last week on the phone, just so people understand, we said last week on the phone, you know, I think, half hour, it goes too quick. Let's go to an hour, right? Let's go to an hour. Well, here we are, at an hour, and it's still too fast, folks. But, what I want to say, you know, is I want you guys to connect with us. We're overjoyed, at the amount of response we've, received today, from people listening, and know that you can interact with us. You know, feel free to interact with us as you're listening. You know, we've got, a ton of people tune in on the Facebook or on the Podbean app, I should say. So thank you so much for doing that. I saw a few people tune in as well on the YouTube, which we're now streaming live on YouTube. Thank you for tuning in to us today. What I encourage you to do as you're listening here is to head over to our Facebook page, which is the Sowing Hope Podcast, and just like the Facebook page. Ann and I post stuff there all week in between these shows. We love to be able to go on and interact with people, send us a message. We've gotten several people messaging us in between the shows. So, you know, go over, like us on Facebook, our individual, Twitters as well. I'm at Patchwork Heart, and then it's Ann DeSantis 2 on Twitter. So follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The other thing, I just, please share the podcast with a friend. You know, all this stuff is podcasting. You know, it's beautiful to do it live. We love to do it live, but it is on demand. So we get a lot of good listeners on demand. And feel free to share it with a friend. And if you hear something on demand that you want to speak with us about, our email is very simple. It's sowinghope@patchworkheart.org. That email goes to both Ann and myself. If you send an email to that email address, it goes to both Ann and myself, and you can interact with us. You can talk with us. We'll email you back. You might have a question or something. Feel free. This is supposed to be an interactive show, and we would love for you to be able to join us and continue interacting with us. So, Ann, any final thoughts? I know you got about 5 minutes left, so I'll just leave it open for you to say any final thoughts as well.
Well, just another one that I found when I was trying to find some meditations. This is from Holy Scripture, James chapter 4. It says, "Don't speak evil against each other, dear brothers and sisters. If you criticize and judge each other, then you're criticizing and judging God's law. But your job is to obey the law, not to judge whether it applies to you. God alone, who gave the law, is the judge. He alone has the power to save or to destroy." So just some thoughts for us, that it's God's law for us to not judge other people, because remember, you know, God's also judging us too.
Right.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, worry about yourself and pray for everybody else. Pray for yourself, but pray for everyone else too. And be a loving, kind, good, open-hearted, sweet, you know, good person to others, instead of, you know, always watching over whether somebody's making a mistake. You can reprove them, bringing it to them, you know, if you need to. If you see your brother sinning, go to them, you know, just like scripture says, but, or bring someone along if you have to, but it shouldn't be just for the sake of chit chat, idle chatter about someone's life or something you disagree with, because maybe that person isn't even in sin. Maybe you just don't like what they're doing, or the way that they wear their hair, or the friends that they have, or something about them you just don't like. And then that's just out and out wrong.
Amen. You know, exactly. It's so very true. It's so very true. So I want to thank you so much, Ann, you know, for the conversation. And I want to ask you what our next episode is, because I know we've got a long list of topics that were, you know, folks, it might change. It might change between now and then, as you know, we try to keep our finger on the pulse of, you know, church culture and church things, but at least we have a, you know, a relative plan to kind of go by. And we'll take your suggestions too. If you want to message us in between the week, let us know. But what, as of right now, at this very moment, what is
I mean, I went down the list of possible topics. The next one would be, I wrote excluding people, but we could also say including people in your life. And then another one after that we have is helping the poor, chastity, teaching young people virtue, helping elderly, avoiding gossip, not being a letter of the law Christian. So the next one on that list is not excluding people, we'll say,
not
including people in your life, and not, I mean, I guess it goes along these same lines, but there's so much more to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. There is so much more to talk about. But what you'll have to save it for Thursday night, folks. Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central is the next time that we'll get to join you live. But until that point, we encourage you to, again, head over to our Facebook page, head over, which is Sowing Hope, the Sowing Hope Podcast. All you got to do is head over to the Sowing Hope Podcast on Facebook. We have our Twitter accounts. Twitter is at PWH Ministry, and then Ann is Andy Santis 2. So friend us on Facebook, like us on Twitter. I think it's reverse. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. But do those things. And, you know, until the next episode, which will be on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., you can always, of course, get this stuff on demand. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're so blessed. Again, we're live here on YouTube and on Facebook. As we wrap things up today, I really appreciate it, Anne, and thank you so much again for being with me here today and talking about these great topics.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you, everyone. I want to invite everyone to, we care about you. Feel free to send us a prayer intention, because we want to reach out to wherever you are in your life needing some extra prayers at sowinghope@patchworkheart.org, correct?
Yeah, you got it.
That's
got it.
Right.
Well, until next time, keep sowing hope, folks. We'll talk to you next week or Thursday. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sowing Hope on Patchwork Heart Radio. For more information about this podcast and our ministries, visit our websites, patchworkheart.org and andesantis.com. You can also follow and interact with us on Twitter at PWH Ministry or Andy Santis 2.